welcome to the 98th episode of the Pop Papa Napcast. I'm your host, TJ Deach, and this is the parenting podcast that I record while my kids are asleep, ostensibly, although in this case, they are both hanging out with their grandma upstairs. You might hear them hollering and running around a little bit, but I did want to finally get an episode recorded because it has been about 2 months, maybe a little more, a little less, since I did one of these, and even before that, they were happening somewhat infrequently. It's just a general thing of being really busy and not having the time to sit down and record, but I've been missing it. A lot has gone on, and I did want to kind of sit back down with the mic and go over a few things that have been going on with us lately, because like with everybody, it's a lot, and I think it's good to kind of sit down, talk about it, get it out there, maybe put it in the ears of some people who might also be going through, dealing with, experience similar things, and just, you know, kind of make a record of the craziness that is being the parent of a one-year-old and a four-year-old. I can say one-year-old and four-year-old now because since the last recording, we've had both birthdays. My son is one now, officially. He actually was sick on his birthday, but he got better, and we were able to celebrate a little bit later, and my daughter is now four. We had mini birthday parties for both of them, and then we had larger birthday parties as well. I actually had sat down a little while ago on around April 20th, 21st, and I did record about 20 minutes of an episode. This was in between the birthday and the birthday party for our son Jack, because his comes first. And I got some stuff in there about work and other things. I've actually gone back, edited that together, and I'm going to play it for you here because it not only is relevant and a little bit of a time capsule for a period that otherwise might have gotten skipped over for the podcast, but also there are a lot of the things and themes and what have you that are still going on now. And so I'm going to plop in the part of that episode right here. And then at the end of it, I'm going to come back in and finish up with some new things, some updates. And it won't carry all the way up to right now, today, on June 3rd as I'm recording this. But it will be enough for a full episode for sure, because, like I said, a whole lot is going on. So, without further ado, here is the recording that I made on April 21st, and it pretty much explains itself. So, enjoy that, and then I'll pop on in about 20 minutes to kind of follow up and finish off some of those stories and ideas. Enjoy! Today is kite day at my daughter's school, which means we go early, we hang out for a little bit, and watch the kids fly kites. Now, we have, like, a regular, pretty good kite, I think, somewhere. But since we've moved, I have no idea where that is. And so it's in storage. It might even be at my in-law's house in New Hampshire. We're not quite sure. But she does have a, like, a little plastic $2 Cinderella one that she got that her mom picked up for her yesterday that she's very excited about. I don't know how well it's going to fly, but we will see about that. Last week was Jack's birthday. I recorded on his birthday. He wasn't feeling very good. He was sick, and eventually he got better, and we were able to celebrate later on, and that was great, and he had a good time with that. We also had my mom's birthday last Friday, and so I had my parents over, and I made like a big grilled chicken and baked potato and like a broccoli side dinner, which was a lot of fun. Just a little something to say thanks for all the extra help that she gives. And I know it's probably a weird birthday for her. It's her first one really away from home. She was actually out here last year at this time because Jack was born early and she stayed out and helped watch Lucy during the day while we were constantly going to the hospital. So she was here for her birthday last year, but this is her first, you know, kind of official New York birthday, I guess. So we tried to make that special, and then we had a really nice party that we went to at our friends Adam and Tracy's house. Every year, pretty much every year, they do this big crawfish boil because they're from Louisiana. It's like a big part of what they like about where they're from. You know, they boil them all up with a whole bunch of stuff and then pour it out on a table and people go crazy on it. I'm not a huge fan of the crawfish. It's just a little spicy for my taste, but it's a super fun thing. And it's great because they live in a town that's kind of in the middle for a lot of people. So it's about the same amount of time for us to come down from where we live and for our friends to come up from like the city or Brooklyn or wherever they happen to live. So it's a cool thing. And it's been going on for like four or five years now. I think we've gone every single year that it's been happening, and it's just a lot of fun. So there's been a lot of stuff going on, and that's kind of only the half of it. that's what we've been doing. We also have put together a playset for the kids, like a full swing set. My wife found a kit online. I'll put a link in the show notes on poppapa.com so that you can check this out if you're interested. Basically, we bought a kit that included a variety of different plans, lists of what you would need as far as like wood and screws and all that kind of stuff would go, and then also a variety of parts that would help put the swing set together. So we decided on the one we wanted. We ordered a few extra things. We ordered like a pirate wheel because the lady who cuts our hair, her son has a pirate wheel on his ship, and Lucy's a big fan of that. I'm sorry, not a ship, his playground. We also got a baby swing for Jack. It comes with two like regular swings, and there's space for like another thing in addition, you know, the two regular swings, the baby swing. There's another space for something else that we'll eventually put something on. And it's a cool setup, but it's taken a while to build. And we had to order the lumber. And so one day after work, and you know, my dad came over and he brought a bunch of his tools, and so we cut everything. It's kind of the first time I've used a circular saw, I think, so that was cool. And then here and there we've been stealing time to kind of put it together. We were doing some stuff after work for both of us, and then over the weekend we spent big portions of Saturday and Sunday putting it together. We're almost done. I think we were going to finish up yesterday, but the weather was super rainy, and today it's dried up. The only thing we have to do left is put this rock wall together, and you know, these little pieces are like the kind of pieces that you see if you go to an indoor rock climbing type place. So you've got to actually figure out where you're going to put them all, drill the holes, and then do like a nut and a bolt through both sides to get them together. And we were about to do that on like Sunday night, and it was like 5 o'clock, and I hadn't started making dinner yet and all that kind of stuff. And so like after working on this thing a lot on Saturday, a lot on Sunday, my dad and I kind of just decided to stop there and we'd finish it later. So I think today's Tuesday, we'll probably get it done today. But in addition to that, you know, the reason we're kind of pushing to get that done is that this weekend is Jack's first birthday party. Now, like I said, he had his birthday. He was sick on it. He wasn't feeling great. But now he's all done with that. We had kind of a mini celebration that next Friday, I think. My parents came over. We had a nice dinner. Jack was in a much better mood, so that's good. This party is kind of like with Lucy's first birthday party, where it's mostly like our friends and family. So, you know, my parents will be there, obviously. Em's parents are coming in on Friday. They're going to stay with us and help us get ready. The kids are going to go over to my mom's and dad's house Friday, so we can kind of get stuff done here. But I've got like a ton of lists going. We're trying to keep it simple with food: burgers, brats, a couple like salads, chopped vegetables for dip, and a few things like that. But I think we've actually got it pretty well under control. The thing I'm looking forward to the least is actually the cleaning of everything. Our upstairs living room has become just kind of a repository of stuff. We've got like bags of Jack clothes that don't fit anymore, and a couple of bins that were in Jack's room that I took out. His old swing is now out of his room and in the living room, and like all the paint stuff, because there's still like a few little spots that need to be done. So it's a little bit of a bummer, because like that's going to be a lot of work, and I've been trying to kind of pick at it. But I mean, it's Tuesday, we've got some time. I'm hoping to kind of get up there and tackle that space a little bit more. My mom's been helping out a lot. She cleaned a lot of the dishes and has been taking care of the kitchen, which is definitely a huge load off. And I know that she and Lucy are going to try picking up some of Lucy's places on Thursday. So the playroom, and her bedroom, and the downstairs living room to an extent. So I'm kind of focusing on just getting my office ready, because we're going to have company staying. And then a few other things. I have like a big master list, and then I'm trying to break up my list into what's going on each day, any errands I need to run, all that kind of stuff, plus work. There's a few things that are happening that nothing big. And I'm actually not super busy this week, which is good. But just keeping up on all that stuff. My new job is going really well. I think I've been doing it about a month now, maybe over a month. Actually, last week I went back and did my old job for a little while, spin-off online posts. I was a little concerned that there would be some overlap and that would be difficult. Not necessarily because of a conflict of interest, because both of them are just like rewriting other stories that exist, kind of in the voice of the outlet that you're writing for. That wasn't what I was worried about so much. It was more of just like figuring out a way to say something differently if I was writing it up twice, but it wound up not being a problem. I did spin off posts on, I think, Tuesday through Friday, but it was fine. It was easy to get back into, and I got it done, a little extra money. No problem. So anything that I was worried about, you know, was not a big deal. So that happened, got that done. And that also kind of helps balance out, because the geek stuff isn't necessarily as set every single day. Some days it's two posts, some days it's three. With spinoff, it was like every morning, here's three links, you get your stuff done. Because I was being paid a flat fee with the new one, I'm being paid per post. So it's a little bit different, but I'm trying for three every day. It just doesn't always happen. But like I said, it's a neat experience, because they're definitely they have a different focus than anything I've ever written for. There's more of like a tech angle to things. So I've written about some cool stuff, like this person made their own version of that droid, the I think it's 88B, or is it BB-8? I don't remember. The new droid from Star Wars, The Force Awakens. With the ball and the thing on top. So I wrote about that. A company is working with Warner Brothers and like Bruce Timm to make a virtual reality Batcave based on the 90s cartoon that you can use like the Oculus Rift and like walk through, and Batman's there and all this stuff. So I don't necessarily understand everything that I'm writing about, but it's very cool. And like I said, it's always good to, one, just kind of spread out where you're writing for, because you never know what's going to happen. I mean, I've written for some somewhat big deal places. I used to write for Maxim.com, and then they decided to not use outside freelancers anymore and just do everything in-house. So that killed that. I've written for websites that just stopped existing. I've written for places that decided they wanted to go a different direction, which I don't know if that meant me specifically or the tone that they wanted or whatever. So you never know what's going to happen. But it's nice to have my eggs kind of in different baskets. So I've got Geek going, I've got Marvel going, I've got CBR going. And it's just a neat thing, and it broadens my horizons and gets me to meet new people. And so I'm still pretty psyched about that. And it's going well. But the less like structured aspect of it is just taking a little bit longer to get used to. On Friday, I was hoping to get a lot of stuff done around the house, kind of getting like a big clean or big organized done in advance of the playground deep dive over the weekend and the getting ready for the party coming up. But it just didn't happen because I had work kind of popping up throughout the day. But like I said, you know, it's all fine. It's just kind of a matter of getting used to it. So yeah, that's pretty much where we're at right now. We've got a lot going on. And it's a little frustrating just because I was waiting like all winter for the weather to clear up so I could kind of start going through the garage. We have a two-stall garage. There's a wall right down the middle, so it's basically two different rooms. And they're basically just chock-a-block full of stuff, boxes, and all manner of other things being held in there. And it's just it's frustrating because I know there's a lot of stuff there that we can use. And there's a lot of stuff that we can get rid of or donate or set aside for like a yard sale or whatever. And it's just I haven't been able to really get in there and go through any of it, which I want to do just to kind of get the house back in some semblance of order, because I like being organized. I like knowing where everything is, and it's difficult not knowing where everything is. So that's something I'm kind of looking forward to focusing on after the party. Once the swing set's done, which will be today, after the party, maybe Sunday, I can kind of look around and start figuring out where some stuff is and where I can put it away. But, you know, it's a house. It's kind of a work in progress. I know stuff like my comics and, like, the big tubs of toys that I have out there probably aren't going to come out of there anytime soon. But if, you know, just those and a few other things were in there, you know, the normal stuff, then I would feel a lot more, you know, comfortable and okay about all that. But, you know, it's a project. Things are happening. Speaking of things happening, we're pretty sure that Jack's kind of getting to like a new plateau lately. He slept a lot yesterday, and he's been kind of in a good mood most of the day. On the weekends, it's tough for him because I don't think he gets the nap schedule that he's used to on the weekdays. Like I mentioned, we were at the party, and so he slept a little bit kind of here and there. But the thing is, you know, he needs a lot of focus from us to get him to fall asleep. And then it's difficult to kind of do that on the weekends, especially if, like, my dad and I are working on the swing set that means Em's watching him as best she can while also trying to get her own stuff done. So it can be a little tricky, and then the nap kind of slips through sometimes. But he seems to be doing pretty well. He is in a better mood in general. I mean, there's still times like at night where he wakes up. Like last night he woke up and he was just a ripshot nightmare. He wasn't settling down. We eventually gave him some infant Tylenol and that seemed to help. But in general, he was just kind of all over the place and not happy. But he slept most of the day, and when he woke up, he was happy. So we're kind of hoping that there's something that's going to have – crawling seems to be like it'll be the next big thing that he that pops into his head and kind of works for him. He hasn't really started saying any more words. He does mama the most. He does dada sometimes. I think that's it. He seems like he's trying to play around with sounds and possibly words, but not quite there yet. He can clap his hands, which is awesome. He waves, he gives high fives. He's got like five teeth. He can, I put my hands out for him last night and he grabbed on. He was in a sitting position and he pulled himself up to a standing position. And if you kind of hold his hands out to the side, he'll kind of waddle with you. I think he wants to walk. He seems to be more interested in walking than crawling. But that doesn't necessarily mean that he will walk first. I think he's getting to crawling. The thing is that every time he flips over on his stomach, he then flips himself back over on his back. So I don't know how you work on that, but I was trying to do it with him last night. And the funny thing is, like, even though he's not crawling or really scooting even or anything like that, you put him down in one place and then you look over and he's in a completely different part of the room because, like, maybe he, like, rolled onto his back and then his stomach and then back to his back. And then in that process, he wound up like rolling to a different part of the room. And it's pretty funny to kind of watch him. And he seems to be enjoying his toys more and all that. So it's been interesting to see him. I would really wish that we could get past whatever is making him so upset, kind of in the, if it's teething or if it's growing pains or whatever it is, because unfortunately, that's kind of the time that I'm most focused on him, because my mom watches him during the day. As soon as Em comes home, he wants to hang out with her, and then she puts him down for the night, and if he wakes up, that's usually when it's him and me time. So I used to be able to kind of hold him and sway and rock, and he'd fall back asleep, but that hasn't been working as much lately. But I do think that something big's going to happen. The crawling thing might finally click, or maybe it's talking or pulling himself up, or what do they call that, cruising, or whatever winds up happening. That will be, you know, like I said, it's always interesting to see what these kids are going to do, because they're such, you know, blank canvases. They can paint whatever they want on themselves, and then you get to see it play out, which is interesting. For Lucy, she's been having a good time lately. A little bit of crankiness, a little bit of, like, three-nager-ness, which I forget where I saw that first, but it's kind of a perfect thing. She seemed to kind of hit it late. Like, I feel like when she first turned three, everything was cool for a while, but more so lately, she's been getting into that kind of like, just like a little bit rude, a little bit greedy, a little bit like wanting everything immediately kind of a thing. I mean, that stuff's always around with kids, but it just seems to be a lot more lately, which is kind of rough. But I know in a previous episode, I had mentioned that I tried taking her places, just her and me, and seeing if that kind of like fills up her need of wanting to be around me, and in past times it hasn't worked so well, and usually I get frustrated and then I don't really want to do it again. But yesterday on Monday, I didn't really mean to do it, but I mentioned that I needed to pick something up from the library, and she got excited. And so, because usually what I do is I go to the library after I drop her off, but this week's been kind of crazy, so I figured it would be fine. And like I said, work hasn't been super busy right now, so it wasn't a big deal for me to kind of step away for a little bit. So I took her to the library. She did her usual routine of playing on the computers, playing with the puzzles, and then looking at movies and books. She got super excited because she saw the Barbie Super Princess movie. Actually, I found it. She grabbed like a strawberry shortcake holiday thing, and I was like, okay, she still loves Christmas movies. Doesn't matter what time of year it is. But I was like looking around because she loves the Barbie movies, and I happened to look, and it was right there. And she had gotten one of the toys. It's like a superhero version of Barbie where she's super sparkle. My parents had gotten her the super sparkle Barbie superhero princess doll thing a couple weeks or a month ago or whatever on an outing that they went on. And so I actually saw it and showed it to her, and she got super excited. So we actually watched that this morning, and it was good. It was actually surprisingly good. There was some funny Spider-Man references, some funny Superman references, all kinds of stuff like that. I mean, there's still some stuff that I would assume people would find problematic, the usual kind of Barbie problematic stuff. But overall, I thought it was a fun movie that certainly reflects a certain kind of kid. Not all kids, of course, but specifically the kind of kid that I have who likes superhero stuff, but also likes sparkly stuff. So she was excited about that. We got some books. She's a big fan of Charlie and Lola, which is a British book series about an older brother telling stories about his younger sister. And there's like, it's a neat style because they actually seem to scan in existing like patterns for things or use photographs or whatever it is. And it's almost like a photo collage with drawings on it. And then there's an imaginary friend named Soren Lorenzen who appears mostly as like an outline done in some kind of like shiny reflective material, which is really cool. She had gotten one book before and she'd gotten the movies before. And then this time she mentioned it and I was kind of looking it up on my phone, and then she went to go play with the puzzles and she came back over so excited. She's like, "Daddy, look, I found one." And there must have been one standing up somewhere. And then like, as she was coming over, I had just found on my phone the name of the author, and I happened to be standing right by it. And I was like, "Awesome, I found a bunch too." And so we got three, and she's super excited about it. She's had all three read to her several times already, and we just got them last night. So she was excited about that. After that, we went over to the coffee shop that I used to go to all the time. Before she was born, I used to work there quite a bit. Not like as a barista, but I would take my computer and work there. It was fun. You know, I got a nice coffee. It's perfect. It's starting to be really nice weather, and I love their iced coffees. It's like super strong coffee, but it's also, it works well iced. It's not too watered down. And like, as soon as it's nice out, it just, in my mind, it's like, it's time for Two Alice's iced coffee. You can get it all year round, but you know what I mean? So we went there, I got that. We split a bagel and cream cheese. She had a strawberry milk, and we just kind of sat and talked a little bit. And unlike some of those other times that I'd mentioned before, she seemed to have a really good time. She wasn't like complaining or wanting more or, you know, saying that it wasn't enough. And so all of that was really nice. She fell asleep on the way home. She was a little cranky when she woke up because my dad had come over because my mom was going to leave. So he was watching Jack while I was getting dinner ready, and Lucy was asleep that whole time. And I woke her up after he left, and then my wife was coming right home. So I think she was a little groggy, but she was also, you know, my wife had picked up the kite that she's going to use today and was super excited about giving to her. And she had run some errands and gotten some party supplies and some clothes and just picked up a lot of stuff. And, you know, Lucy kind of went through all of her stuff and then was like, "How come there's not a thing in your purse?" Because every day that my mom comes over, she says, "Do you have a surprise in your purse for me?" Every day, pretty much every day that my wife comes home from work, she goes, "Do you have a surprise in your purse for me?" When other people come over, you know, her Grammy and Papa, "Do you have a surprise in your purse for me?" So it's something that I really wish I could get her to stop doing, because I feel like, for one thing, it feels kind of rude. I know it can wear on somebody to constantly be asked like, "Oh, don't you have something for me every single day that I see you?" But also it kind of, you know, it makes getting something special less special because you're constantly expecting it. So we're trying to teach her that, you know, surprises don't happen every day. That's why they're surprises and fun and cool and exciting. If they happen every day, you just get used to it and it wouldn't be that exciting. So she was like in a kind of a weird mood about that. But something else I want to mention in regards to her is that, I know I've talked about this a bunch on the show, is her sleeping patterns. We've been trying this sticker chart, and for a while it wasn't working, but it seems to have finally clicked. Now, a couple things have gone on. She still, if she's asleep in her bed, she will not sleep the whole night in that bed. We don't know why. I think it's because it's small and it's got these like kind of plastic edges to keep her in bed, but she's such a wiggler that I think like if she bumps up against him too much or like smashes into him while she's rolling around, it wakes her up and then she comes into our room. For a couple days, she wanted to sleep in her sleeping bag on the floor. And so that worked fine. She stayed in her bed she stayed in her room the whole time for those nights. And then last night she slept in this like castle tent that we have in her room. That was just something that popped into her head. And so she wanted to do that. So those things have been working. I think she's 3 days away from getting like a smaller toy. If she wants a bigger toy, like the Doc McStuffins mobile clinic, which she's been talking about for roughly ever, then she's got to do 4 whole weeks of stickers. So not like consecutive days, but 28 days, total. So we'll see how that goes. There's a lot of things that she wants. She keeps asking for things for her birthday, but what she doesn't seem to understand is that most of the gift money that, you know, we had and even her grandparents on both sides have contributed to was putting the awesome playground together. But, you know, she does love the playground. I didn't really get into that. We've got the swings up. We've got the ladder. There's a slide we actually got on Craigslist. She was swinging. She's loving it. She's climbing up. So she really does love it. Jack likes being in the baby swing, kind of going back and forth. He kind of like sings like a song to himself as he's in there. I've got to get video of it. We've got a bunch of pictures, but I've got to get some video of it. And so they really do seem to like it. And I've got to say, it's really cool to kind of look out and see this thing that I've helped build. I mean, I helped cut the wood. My dad did a lot of the higher. I get a little wibbly wobbly if I'm up too high. So he did a lot of that stuff. And he's just got more experience with it. So if anything was like real, like crucial or important, I would kind of like concede to him to get it done. But, you know, that's something that I helped. I've never built anything like that. I helped him with various projects growing up and that kind of thing. But I've definitely never built anything this big. And, you know, it seems sturdy and good and safe. And it is gratifying. And it's neat to kind of look out the window and see it standing there, because it took some effort. And it's still taking effort. But I think it is a great finished product that she is going to love for a long time. All right, so there you have it. That's what I recorded back then, and now I'm going to give a few updates. First of all, kite day turned out to be kind of a lot of fun, and that $2 Barbie kite or whatever, Cinderella kite that we got, was pretty darn good, I gotta say. I was surprised. It flew well. It has a tail that's gigantic, but we got it up pretty high, and it flew around, and aside from one other family that had, like, a legit kite, I think we got up high, maybe higher than everybody else, so that was a lot of fun. If you head on over to poppapa.com, which is poppapa.com, you can check out a picture I took of the event. I got actually a really good frame with my phone. She's kind of in the bottom, and the kite is still in the frame, but way up in the air. So that was a pretty cool photo. Let's see, what else? Jack's birthday, as I mentioned, was a kind of our friends and family party. And it went really well. We got the swing set all done. Finishing up the rock wall didn't really take that much time. We just kind of set it up, drew little holes where the screws would go, drilled them out, screwed them in, done. Put it up, no problems. The swing set has now gone through several Lucy tests and 2 big kid parties, so it is strong. And there is there are no problems with it, and everybody seems to love it. The actual party for Jack went really well. It was a lot of our friends, you know, my friends that I met when I worked at Wizard, and Em's friends from work, and then both her parents and my parents were there, and it was fun. It was our first party, as I kind of alluded to in the previous recording. It was a lot of work to get ready for, because I had to really clean the house a lot. Like I said, my mom helped a ton, but a lot of the cleaning fell to me, but we got it done. We had the party. And it went well, aside from, you know, it was my first time grilling. We've got this grill, we put it together, and I've had good days and bad days with it. It's just taking me some more time than I expected to get used to it. And it's weird, because I can cook a burger in my kitchen with a cast iron skillet with no problems, and they're great every time. With this, it's iffy. And unfortunately, I had some bad burgers there that went out raw that I felt really bad about. And kind of the weird thing about the party that I realized was because I was grilling mainly is that it felt very like it went by very quickly. And really, I mean, aside from a little bit of time I spent talking to some of my friends, It went quickly because I was manning the grill and doing all these burgers that we'd put together and all that kind of stuff. But all in all, that was a great party. It went well. A few weeks, or I guess a month ago now, we had Lucy's birthday and her birthday party. Her birthday was, you know, again, the actual birthday was just us, a little bit more low-key. And then on her birthday or on the weekend, we went to a place called The Castle near here. Our friend's daughter had a party there not too long ago, and that was the first birthday party that Lucy ever went to. So when she thinks of birthdays, she thinks of The Castle. And so we went there, and she ran around for a while. And she had a really good time. My parents met us there, and they actually hung out with Lucy. And then we came back and got ready for kind of the dinner that we had and all that. And then her party was, as you can see on the post that I wrote and put up earlier this week, called something like 10 Tips for Having a Successful 4-Year-Old Birthday Party. It was Frozen Fever themed. My wife did a ton of awesome stuff to really knock it out of the park and get the theming down. And it was an ice cream sundae party, and we had a crummy pinata, but a great game of pin the nose on Olaf that my wife kind of made up a little bit, and it all went really well. And again, I didn't cook that one for that one, so I was able to actually talk to some of the parents, which I don't usually do. I'm pretty shy. A lot of them are pretty shy, so we don't do a whole lot of talking. But it was nice to kind of chat up some of the people. Unfortunately, it turns out that a lot of the kids in Lucy's class, maybe like a quarter to a third, all have parents in the military, so a lot of them won't be back to this school next year. We live not too far from West Point, which is about 20-30 minutes away from us. The New York Military Academy, I'm not sure if that is actually still called that or whatever, but that's in Cornwall. So a lot of those families we have discovered won't be coming back or have already moved in some cases, which is too bad. I hope they are safe and do well wherever they go, but I know it's going to be a little bit hard for Lucy when she starts realizing that some of her friends, especially this one girl that she does like quite a bit, won't be back to school next year. Speaking of school, we are close to wrapping up. Tomorrow we have a big picnic with her friends and her class and the teachers and everything at a park nearby. So I'm going to take a little bit of time off work in the morning, and we're going to go and do that. My wife's taking off, so that'll be fun. But then after that, there's only like 2 more school days and then she's done. So we'll see what the summer will bring. But that is a totally different story at this point. I do also want to go back and talk a little bit about both kids' sleeping habits. We have thankfully reached a place where Jack is staying down for a few hours at least after Em puts him to bed. During that time that I recorded the earlier part of this episode, it seemed like every night or every other night he was waking up like around 9, like the 9 or 10, and then would have trouble going back down. And so I was getting very little time to spend with Em, or I was like holding him and rocking him, trying to get him to fall asleep. And it was just not the most enjoyable evening of all time. But lately, you know, he's been going down pretty well. And sleeping until like 11. So it's not the best thing in the world, but at least, you know, we've got a little bit of time there to kind of hang out, and my wife has time to just, you know, be a person for a little part of the evening. He's still very excited to see her when she gets home, as are, you know, myself and Lucy. But the other big thing with him is that he has started crawling. He does it in kind of a funky way where, like, one leg is tucked under and it almost, like, props him up, and then the other leg does all the pushing, but he can get around. This really started, like, last week or 2 weeks ago, and it just started out of nowhere. We were in my office, and I'd look down, and I see this kind of janky crawl he's doing, and then, you know, I got a little video of it, and I sent it to my wife and my parents, and, you know, my wife sent it to her parents, and so everybody's like, oh, it's so cute. And then literally that same day, it was just like, oh, this is not cute, because he's getting into everything. And like all babies, they want to like pick up and eat every little thing they find on the floor, which makes you feel bad because clearly I don't vacuum enough. But he's a lot more active. He's moving a lot more, and he seems happier because he can move and he can pull himself up and stand, and he's cruising a tiny bit. So I don't know how long he'll be doing just the crawling. I feel like he's wanting to walk pretty quickly. but he doesn't quite have the coordination and probably not the strength to actually do that. For Lucy, her sleep is... It's funny that when I recorded that episode, I said that she had started to sleep in her bed or different places. That stopped almost immediately after I recorded that, I think. And so it's been tough for the past, you know, month and a half to 2 months because I was sleeping down here or sleeping up in our room or sleeping on the couch. I've had a little bit of trouble sleeping. Like, I'll fall asleep on the couch and then I'll go upstairs to our room to go to sleep, and then I can't fall asleep, which is one of the most frustrating things in the world. So sometimes I'll just, you know, if it's been a while since I've slept well, I'll just stay on the couch, turn the lights off and the TV, and just sleep down there. The other thing that I've had to start doing, or that I can start doing now that it's actually warmer out, is that when Lucy would come to bed, I would actually kind of like flip down towards the bottom of the bed and lay like a dog or a cat would, kind of curled up down there. The downside to all of this is that it's actually been giving my shoulder a lot of pain. And so I am trying to not sleep like that, or to try to set myself up to not sleep like that. But one of the big things that we've done to try and alter Lucy's sleep patterns is that my parents went home to Michigan for a week, a couple weeks ago, and they brought back this brass bed that I had when I was a kid and a frame, and then they let us borrow the mattress and box springs that they had set up in their guest room here at the condo. Because they don't really need it right now, and I think they're going to get a trundle or something to save space or whatever they wind up doing. So we set that up over the weekend, and Lucy really went on kind of a roller coaster of emotions because she started off like, yeah, I'm so excited, because we showed it to her, it's shiny and and all that. And then she was like, oh, I'm going to miss my Sophia bed, because she's got this little tiny plastic bed that we put together with the bumpers and the whole thing. And then we set the bed up in her room. And it's like huge. It's like 4 feet off the ground or something. And because of the box springs and the mattress is huge and poofy and it's super comfortable. And then we got some sheets on there for her that she really liked. And then, you know, she went from crying about missing her old bed to being like, I love my new bed. It's the greatest. So there you go with that. She has, let's see, it's been 3 nights. Today's Wednesday. So Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night. Sunday night and Monday night, she got up both times and crawled into our bed, but last night she actually stayed in her bed the whole time, and it was great. My shoulder still hurt a little bit when I woke up, and my mom, who's a massage therapist, worked on it, and so it definitely feels better. But I was super happy. She got another star on her chart, which is, it's been a while since she got one, and so that's all good. I don't know if this is the new way things are going to be, or if it's just another good or bad fit, whatever the, you know, thing might be. I'm happy it happened once, and hopefully it'll keep happening a few more times. Kind of along those same lines, it's funny that I had mentioned Lucy's three-nagerness in this previous recording, because I've been talking to my wife and my mom and a few other people about how, like, you know, people always say that four is supposed to be the great age, where they, like, calm down and they're cool and they really can handle their own stuff. And Lucy hasn't quite gotten there yet. I think she has late stage, late onset three-nagerness, because like I said, the kind of the whining, the little bit of greediness, the selfishness, I mean, it's all normal little kid stuff. She's still a sweet little kid all around, but there are these moments where she really gets to me, and that's the kind of stuff that I respond to, kind of like selfishness and greediness don't fly too well with me. So we've had a few staticky type moments, but I think overall she's a good kid, and this is hopefully just a phase that she will be getting out of. Plus, you know, her early threes were not easy because she had a baby brother who was still in the hospital, and we were going all over the place, and, you know, it was not easy for her, and she did really well in those first 6 months of just, you know, kind of keeping it together and being on point. So I don't mind if she gets a little cranky or whatever you want to call it these days. On the other end of the sleep, it's still a pretty big double-edged sword as far as naps go. When she doesn't go to school, there's pretty much never a nap. If she does go to school, then the nap can go kind of late a little bit, and that's tricky because then she stays up pretty late. The downside of her not taking a nap, though, is that she gets into, like, manic pixie mode around 3 or 4 o'clock and gets extra sassy and, you know, just extra whatever she's been that day, you know, to the nth degree. And it's difficult. It's not easy to deal with. Like I said, for me, I kind of react against that type of stuff. But, you know, my mom and I just kind of look at each other and go, oh, I guess it's past three, because that tends to be when it happens. But overall, you know, she's doing great. We have gone on several more of those library and coffee shop trips, and she loves it. She told there's a young woman who works at the library who Lucy likes to talk to. And, you know, this is like, I think this was the third time in a row, the third week in a row we went in, and Lucy talked about going, oh, we're going to the coffee shop and I'm going to get a bagel with cream cheese and a strawberry milk. And so she really, really enjoys it. We do get some time to hang out. Actually, yesterday when we went, the library trip went well. And then at the coffee shop, we ran into one of her friends and her friend's dad, her friend from school. And unfortunately, this is one of the military families, so they're not going to be around next year. But it was nice to talk to another person that I'm not related to, because one of the downsides of the in-the-house freelance thing is that you do go a little bit mole person / shut-in, even if you are interacting with your parent who's coming over to help out, or you know, your kids or your spouse. Like, it's been a while. It's actually been since Lucy's party in May, I think, since I talked to somebody that I wasn't related to, which is a weird place to be in. But I'm hoping that in July we can have our first just like regular party. I want to kind of start it later. I want to invite a ton of people. And maybe we'll do, I don't know if we'll do like a cookout or whatever, but I just kind of want to hang out, maybe do a bonfire if we have a fire pit by then, and get the outdoor movie theater, the Digiplex as we call it, ready to rock. I actually had my parents bring over the projector that we have. It's been acting a little wonky, that they have, I should say. It's been acting a little wonky. I'm going to see if I can get it working on a regular basis or just kind of working in general. We've got to get a screen and maybe a little bit more seating, but we've got a lot of stuff going on between now and then. But I do think it will be good to get it all together and just have something to look forward to that my friend, you know, I'm going to work it out with some of my friends who live in the city or live in Jersey and that kind of stuff, and make sure that, I mean, you can't make sure that everybody comes, but to try to set it up so that as many people can come as possible. I had mentioned earlier that my parents were gone for a week. I got to say it was pretty tough. I think like the first day went pretty well because they left on a Wednesday, or they left on a Thursday. They went back home to Michigan. So it was Thursday, Friday, then the weekend, then the whole next week. I was trying to balance work and watching the kids and everything. And luckily I didn't have a lot from, you know, one of my main gigs, but this, the geek.com stuff is every day. And so I was trying to kind of nail it down and get as much done as possible, which involved, you know, getting my old laptop out and working with that a little bit. And unfortunately, that thing seems to have about like one or two days of good use, and then it slows way down. So it was frustrating and it was difficult. And the hardest part was that Jack's nap schedule has been in almost complete flux for the past 3 or 4 weeks, starting that week. Before that, he had been getting into kind of a schedule, and it was great. He would take kind of a morning nap that would be good and solid, and then a later nap. The problem is that he moves around so much now, and he can move around, that he wakes himself up. And so that hinders his naps and his sleeping at night, because he's just kind of goofing off a little bit at a certain point. So that started that first week that they were gone, and then they were back last week all through. And then this week I'm recording on Wednesday. They're leaving tomorrow to go to Scotland, which will be a great trip for them. But I feel like at least now I kind of have a better idea of what's in store for me. I'm doing my best to kind of clear the decks of work, and then I wanted to get this podcast together just because I haven't done one in so long. I don't know if I'll be able to do one next week. Like I said, a lot is going on, plus all the school and work and everything else going on. But it is nice to kind of spend the time with my kids. Like I said, the only stress points come from trying to get my work done while watching them. Keeping Jack out of certain things and lots of things out of his mouth, and just kind of figuring out when the naps are going to happen. Because as I've said from probably the first episode of the Pop Pop and Napcast, the naps are important not just for them to get some rest and to recharge, but for the parents to get some rest and recharge. I mean, I'm always going to say that because it's as important for you to be on your best, at your best level as it is for your kids to be, you know, super happy and rested and all that. So I think the nap is important. It's much easier to deal with naps that happen on a regular basis at a regular time. But it's like my friend Adrian said, you know, she had had a kid and then we were, expecting not long after, or I guess it was a little while after, but you know, I asked her a little bit of advice and she said the one thing that that has stuck with me and that I tell anybody who asks for advice, I try not to give advice unsolicited, but the thing is with kids is that, you know, just when you think you've got it figured out, they're going to flip the script on you. And that has, you know, I remember that happening with Lucy, but it seems like the actual flipping of the script happened every month or 2 months or whatever. With Jack, it seems to just happen constantly. He's had like one kind of short nap today, and who knows, it's almost 1 o'clock. Yesterday, he didn't even nap until like 12, I think. And then it wound up being a short one because he woke himself up. And, you know, who knows? We're just trying to figure it out as we go. And I'm going to keep trying to figure it out next week. So with that, I'm going to kind of start shutting things down. As you've noticed, if you follow me on my blogs, either poppapa.com or unitedmonkey.com, which is M-O-N-K-E-E, I haven't been posting a lot. I'm trying to get back into it because I do appreciate it. I do like it. I like having that kind of external hard drive for my memory of things that I've done and watched and seen and read and all that kind of stuff. So I'm trying to get caught up on Photo Diary. I finally got done with March, which I was pretty excited about. And now I realize I have to do all of April and May because it's June already. So I still have a long way to go. I got about a week of April knocked out. We'll see if I can get any more done. Like I said, with this upcoming week, I'm not expecting that I will get any bonus stuff done, but it could be gravy if I do. Like I said, you can check me out. Both of those sites, even if I'm not posting new stuff, there's a lot of old stuff to check out. Poppapa.com, P-O-P-P-O-P-P-A.com, United Monkey, U-N-I-T-E-D-M-O-N-K-E-E.com. I'm also on Twitter at PapaDeech, and there are links for this episode on Pop Papa that include a lot of my writer links. So if you're curious to see what I do all day, the things that are keeping me from posting that are not my children, you can check that out. So with all that, oh, there's one more thing I did want to mention before I completely sign off. In the recording from the last episode, I had mentioned that I hadn't gotten my garage figured out and it was making me a little bit anxious. Well, after, I think that Sunday, after that party, I started getting everything organized. And I've taken a few weekend days since then. And I actually have it pretty much all the way organized. That just means that there's stacks of boxes on both sides. You can't really pull a car in yet, but at least I know where most of the things are and I've got it kind of organized and figured out and I can look at it and be like, okay, this stuff is probably going to stay here for a while. That stuff's going to go. That stuff will go up in the living room once we finally get it. And the living room's a mess again now. But it was good to get that done. Weight off my chest and all that kind of stuff. So I just wanted to throw that out there because I was happy about it. It felt good to get done. And I know that I had talked about it. And since it happened kind of a while ago, I didn't want to forget about it. So with all that now, this has been the Pop Papa Napcast. I'm TJ Deech. Thanks for listening and have a good one.